Hello, it's Thursday, the 3rd of October in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm back, me and Christine, with a prophecy watch. It has been too long, but thankfully Christine's been keeping an eye on everything that's going on, and we bring this to you because it seems to be the right time to bring these prophecies. So I'm going to not speak, believe it or not, for the next half an hour, and I'm going to hand it over. I'm not going to butt in at all. You go through your notes and then I'll jump back in once it's over for commentary.
Okay.
All right. Over
Sounds
to you,
good.
my love.
Thank you so much. So I have been, obviously, we have been digging into Diddy for quite some time, and this particular prophecy fits. It just really hits close to home for me. So I'm just going to read the entire thing. This was released October 2nd from Krista Elisha, who I absolutely adore her. And it's entitled Diddy. The downfall of many stars who traded their souls for the spotlight of Lucifer on the mountain of arts and entertainment. Indeed, they will be named after the fallen ones who they have worshipped in secret and channeled in public. Their goal is the soul of the nations as they seek to seduce and bewitch the masses, leading multitudes into perversion and idolatry. Although the wicked powers that be would like to believe I, along with everyone else, has forgotten, I am a God that remembers every sin not covered by my blood. How could I forget the blood of the innocent crying out to me from the rocks under their satanic altars? I will not allow the unrepentant cohorts of Epstein to go on without judgment. For the King of Glory is in your midst, great nation of America. My revelation light will continue to expose the deep sin done in gross darkness. For the time for what was done in secret will be revealed. It is at hand. I am dropping a plumb line of righteousness in this hour where people will no longer be able to justify areas of varying degrees of gray. There is no gray area in me, says the Lord. There is only guilt or grace. I am releasing my gavel of justice to shatter the Masonic black and white trading floor tiles of the false ecclesia. I am blackballing those who sought to silence their victims and the righteous alike. I am raising up whistleblowers as instruments of my wrath to extract judgment where there have been grave miscarriages of justice. They will have supernatural protection in order to balance the scales that hung over your nation as a constant abomination to me. I am separating the dark from the light. I am removing the veil of self-righteousness, compromise, ignorance of my standards. As I unmask every hypocrite publicly, I will also unveil and put on display my pure ones like Esther. For as Satan's stars fall, I will raise up stars of my own who will lead many to righteousness. Reflecting my glory in a perverse generation, 2025 will be the year of Star Wars. I have trained in the wilderness and tested by fire my elite forces, the righteous ones who will rebel, resist, and reform the religious systems of imperialism that have caused death to the move of my spirit and destruction to individual and corporate destinies that I desire to birth through generations of my church. For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, You will see Satan fall like lightning. But know this, the future belongs to the intercessors, those who not only stand in the gap before me on behalf of men, but those who stand in the gap before men on my behalf. For as things done in secret be revealed in this season, so shall your secret place and prayers be rewarded publicly as you step out of the prayer closet and into action on my word in the marketplace. Who will you allow to write your history, O great nation? The choice is yours individually and collectively. Arise and shine, for the glory has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon your pioneers of the new, and the nations will come streaming to the light of your rising. His judgment against the wicked is a manifestation of his mercy. We can no longer tolerate what happens in the dark. Whew. And I want to tell you that happened on October 2nd, which was Rosh Hashanah. We are entering into the 10 days of awe, and we are each and every one of us under the terms of God. We are currently going through an inspection and repentance. You will either be guilty or you will have grace. You are either going to level up or you will serve another year in the wilderness. You choose. It is time for each and every one of us on this earth to stand up for these children that are being marketed across the world for demented, disgusting, demonic sexual pleasures. Enough is enough, and we have had enough. And that's all I've got on that. Yeah. So we are diving into Diddy. Lou and I have been doing some research today, and we are going to cover soon a young lady named Allie Carter that has come out and is a survivor of Diddy and many others. She is dropping names like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, and many others that she has had personal interaction with. And she is absolutely dropping it like it's hot. If you don't know who that is, you need to look her up. But I will do a special show on just her alone. She is one brave warrior, and I am so grateful that she is standing up and so bravely has come forth to share her story. She's been trying to get it out a long time.
I've got to give a shout out actually to Yvonne, because she did put me onto her, and I can't remember, about a year ago, but there's been so much. I feel a bit bad that I didn't take notice for a while.
Well,
There's only so much.
there are so many victims, and they're, God is separating the wheat from the chaff right now. And we're going to see this whole world's about to turn, you guys, in the biggest way. What they have done, obviously in North Carolina, even our own government is refusing to help save people. And they're telling individual people that are out there with their own private helicopters and their own equipment trying to save people, if you do that, you will be arrested. Help me wrap my head around that, please. I just can't. So it's like Lahaina 2.0. And we need to pray for all of these people that have been affected by that storm. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of your prayers over the last couple weeks. It's been a challenge on this end. I have been walking through my own fire. But I am so grateful for all the prayers, and I am so grateful that we are still standing after that storm. And God is making a way where there seems to be no way. And we're gonna trust, and we're gonna believe that he's on this. God will not be mocked. He's not going to ignore the cries of his children. And we really need to come together and partner with him in prayer and fasting and whatever we can do to help save these children. And that's really where the focus for this channel has always been, on the kids first. So I honor you guys for that. I am so grateful to you for
Well, we're so grateful that you're with us, Christine.
that.
And we hope to get this Give Send Go launched over this weekend to get us to America in January for the inauguration. Whether or not we're even going to have an election, who knows?
Yeah, it's looking
I
like probably not,
I
if
do,
I'm guessing.
Christine and I were discussing earlier. What they're coming out with the disgusting things in regards to Diddy is preparing us for what they were trying to bring out in 2016 in regards to Hillary Clinton, the video, Huma Abedin,
Yeah.
John Podesta,
Frazzle drip.
the Frazzle Drip, all of the Pizzagate. This is warming up. If you think what Diddy is doing is bad, it's even
You don't even have a clue.
no.
No clue. It is so much darker than anything you've heard, and it is going to be nearly impossible for some people to stomach. But we've tried to warn you since 2016, and we've
Been
done all
laughed
we
out of
can.
town, been laughed out
Yeah.
of town.
Oh yeah. Been ostracized, been, separated from family, friends, people that we love dearly and that we're trying to help, and they won't hear it. So at this point, there will be no choice. It will be known, and it's gonna hit hard. So we will definitely bring more of that. I think we talked about maybe doing a show tomorrow or over the weekend
Over the
about some of
weekend, I
that.
think we're going to be bringing back a show during the week, even if it's
Yeah.
Christine and I covering this because it's all happening so fast. I've just noticed there might be an update on Ava Baroni Combs. Now I got in; she's the little white girl that most people would have seen that appeared in a Diddy video many years ago, where she was basically selling herself. Diddy was saying it was his adopted daughter. There are photos of her as a little girl, all the way up to maybe an early teen, in pictures with her and the family. She's vanished. Nobody knows what happened to her. Her Instagram is basically telling you what happened, and it was time to move on. I'm just going to have a look and see if there's any more updates
While
she does post.
you're looking at that, we spoke briefly about that interview done November 4th, 2016, between Eric Prince and Breitbart,
That's it.
where
Yeah.
he was discussing that Wiener laptop, and Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch met on the tarmac, and she was the attorney general that shut that whole thing down. That's because the Clintons were looking at jail time. I mean, they were seriously right there. And I think the timing on this, with Julian Assange coming out and making his statement the other day,
This is
which of
it's building
course
up to it. It's
leads us
building
back
up.
to Seth Rich. Yeah, everything is coming together.
It's building up to the Q clearance post.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. So you're going to hear a lot in the next few days. October is going to be a wild ride, and they're going to do anything that they can do. You need to be very aware of your surroundings. You need to really watch that weather, watch everything. I mean, they can manipulate so many things right now, and we just need to shout them down and pray them down. You can get more done on your knees with Jesus than you can anything else. But one thing I thought was interesting that came out of the Allie Carter videos that we're going to get into later, She actually, you talk about naming names, she's naming Michelle and Barack Obama and Steven Tyler and Joe Biden. She was sold to them. She said that underneath the Getty Museum, there are tunnels and that there's a whole other world down there.
Yeah,
And
there's a lot about the
people,
Getty Museum over the years, a hell of a lot
that's
about the
right,
Getty Museum.
people pay to eat, beat, and rape children underground. If you don't think this is happening in your town, you're wrong. If you don't think it's going on in your own neighborhood, you're wrong. When you see how just prevalent this is, it's going to affect everybody on this earth. It will affect every person on this earth. So, yeah, don't think that God doesn't see. Don't think that God doesn't know, and don't think he's going to sit quiet and sit back and do nothing. The great and awful day of God is on the way, and I'm expecting that any day. We're in the 10 days of awe. So just be aware of what's going on.
Right, so I'm just going and looking through. So the very, very first Q post that was ever posted was way back on October the 28th,
October, yep.
2017. And it reads, Hillary Clinton extradition already in motion, effective yesterday, which would be the 27th, with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flag effective 10:30. Effective, oh, the 30th of October, sorry, October 30th at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the US to occur. US military will conduct the operation while National Guard activated. Proof check. Locate a National Guard member and ask if activated for duty. On the October the 30th across most major cities. So that was the very first Q post. Then we
Didn't
had
that say that she would be arrested? Was that the one that said she would be arrested October 30th?
she'll be apprehended at
Okay.
the border. I'm just trying to find the what date the Q cl clearance post is. Look to Twitter. Exactly this, my fellow Americans. The storm is upon us, but I can't remember the rest of the whole thing. So I'm just having a quick look for the Q clearance post. But I mean, I know we've said it every single year. Me and Paul are always going on. Here we go. Here we go. So this was the 1st of November, 2017, 9:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My fellow Americans. Over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur November 3rd, upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable on the 4th of November. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not openly be accepted or not openly accepted. Public riots are being organized. Serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and order. A state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the operation necessary. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message, avoiding the mainstream media news to all citizens. organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been free lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad.
Yeah, I think we're all ready for that today. I think we're all
I
ready.
think we're here. This is the time. This is what these toes. We've had to go through the last 4 years. We've had to see. We've had to get pushed to this precipice. We've got to reach the brink where it's nuclear war. And it's all going to start happening any day because we're in that time. And we're coming on the Day
Absolutely.
of Atonement as well. So all I can say is just get stocked up on what you need, get your candles, do what you've got to do. Get some food in, know to bunker down, and just get to.
And if the military says stay home, stay home. There will be a time of cleanup, if you will, when we just need to stay out of the way and know that they've got it. So yeah, continued prayers to all of those in the path of these storms, continued prayers for our children worldwide.
Amen.
Ugh. It's the heaviest topic, but it is what
It has to be
opens
talked about because
eyes.
if we do not talk about it, it's never going to be solved. This is what I've been bleating on about for nearly 15 years now. It has to be talked about. Yes, it's unbelievably uncomfortable. It's horrible, but it's not happening to us. Imagine
That's
we
right.
owe it to the children to be their voices. Because it's still happening today, probably in every city around the world.
Yes, it is. It is.
And it ain't no.
And it is time. I mean, enough is enough. When they're calling our children party favors and laying them out on tables to be abused, enough is enough. That's all. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
So,
my love. For bringing this up
yes.
tonight, I'm going to go and make a cup of tea, and I'll probably do an hour of research and then hit the sack. LibertyTactics.co.uk. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, if you feel led to, we'd very much appreciate it. We will be setting up the GoFundMe tomorrow. That should be active. Sorry, over the weekend, to get that running and live to get us over to Washington and down to Miami, well, down to Florida. To see what the vibe's like on the streets around then, seeing what's happening. So yeah, we're going to be launching that this weekend. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with the nightly news. Good night.
Thanks, guys. God bless.